Greystones Catchment Consultation Area Overview. This area covers the communities of Greystones, Delgany, Kilcadole, Newcastle, Newtown, Mount Kennedy, and Kilpeter. In total, 61 submissions were verified as being from this locality, in addition to a number of residents' petitions. On September 13, 2018, a public information session was held at Tesco in Greystones, which attracted numerous interested parties from these areas. Overall, the respondents were concerned with network design. In particular, the perceived reduction in services was a significant issue. It was stated that this would impose a requirement on residents to drive for journeys they currently make by bus, and a number of respondents mentioned the impact of the proposed changes on the elderly and people with disabilities and mobility impairments. Access to schools and colleges was seen as a key element to be addressed in the proposed network. Breakdown of issues. Issue: percentage loss or reduction of existing service 62%, interchange required 8%, longer journey times 8%, access to schools and college 18%, access to hospitals 7%, access to Dublin city centre 13%, access to local shops and services 7%, requirement for new infrastructure 18%, integration between modes 18%, impact on the elderly or people with disabilities 8%, bus connects Dublin does not serve our area 0%, bus connects Dublin does not cater for new developments 0%, additional inconvenience, for example longer walking distance 21%, will now need to drive 11%, public consultation process 11%, general observations, bus routes most frequently referenced, existing bus routes 84x 184 and 84 routes most frequently referenced, bus connects Dublin proposed bus routes 201 202 and 301 routes key themes. The most frequent theme was that there would be a loss reduction in an existing service referenced by almost two-thirds of respondents. Over a fifth of respondents referenced additional inconvenience. Under a fifth of respondents referenced access to schools and colleges. And a similar proportion referenced a requirement for new infrastructure and integration between modes. Access to hospitals. St. Vincent's Hospital was the most frequently referenced hospital. A list of all hospitals referenced is included in Appendix C. Access to schools and colleges. University College Dublin was the most frequently referenced school college. A list of all schools and colleges referenced is included in Appendix D. Specific observations. The consultation process identified the following specific local area issues with the draft Bus Connects Dublin network. Loss of service to Kilpeter. The proposed 201 and 202 services would not go into Kilpeter, but rather stay on the N11. Kilpeter is currently served by the 184. Lack of connectivity between Greystones and Cherrywood Sandyford. The lack of connectivity from Greystones and Bray to major employment areas on the south side, such as Cherrywood and Sandyford, was raised as an issue. However, connectivity to Cherrywood would be provided in the peak hour by the proposed 301 services. Loss of daytime 84x service. The 84x currently has two daytime services at 10:30 a.m. and 13:30 p.m. These would not be replaced by the proposed peak-only 301 service. Routing of proposed 201 and 202. A suggestion was received that the 201 and 202 should be routed through Sea Road and Hollowell Road in Kilcadole. Another suggestion was received that the 202 could go down Mill Street rather than through Charlesland. Proposed 204 is one way. The 204 is proposed to be a one-way loop system. The result for people on Mill Street, for example, which is currently served by the 84 in both directions, is that they would have to do a loop of the town in order to arrive at the train station. Loss of service to Glenview Hotel. The area around the Glenview Hotel is currently served by the 184 service between Newtown, Mount Kennedy, Greystones and Bray. The proposed 201 and 202 would not serve this area. Potential for the 204 to route through Delgany. At present, the 204 is proposed to follow the R761 to the west of Greystones. It was raised that there may be potential to bring it through Delgany. While some of the roads have been upgraded, others remain to be done. Amended network. The issues raised in the consultation feedback as they relate to Greystones were an important input in the consideration of amendments to the proposed network. All issues were carefully assessed by the Bus Connects team as part of the network design revision process. In this context, various amendments have been proposed to the previous draft network, which was published for consultation in July 2018. The changes address many of the issues raised and aim to provide a better overall bus network for Dublin. Because of the nature and detail of those amendments, they are not amenable to presentation in text format. Accordingly, The details of those revised proposals for the Greystones area are set out in the updated network redesign report, which is available on the Bus Connects website, www.busconnects.ie. Inchicore Catchment Consultation Area Overview. This area covers the communities of Inchicore, Kilmainham and Islandbridge. In total, 117 submissions were verified as being from this locality, in addition to a number of residents' petitions. On September 11, 2018, a public information session was held at Richmond Barracks in Inchicore, which attracted numerous interested parties from these areas. Overall, the respondents were concerned with connectivity, specifically with access to schools and colleges, to hospitals and to Dublin city centre. There was concern at the perceived reduction in services, with a number of respondents stating that the revised network would not serve the area as well as the existing network. Breakdown of issues. Issue percentage loss or reduction of existing service 44%, interchange required 14%, longer journey times 16%, access to schools and college 38%, access to hospitals 17%, access to Dublin city centre 16%, access to local shops and services 12%, requirement for new infrastructure 21%, integration between modes 8%, impact on the elderly or people with disabilities 37%, Bus Connects Dublin does not serve our area 3%, Bus Connects Dublin does not cater for new developments 1%, additional inconvenience, for example longer walking distance 18%, will now need to drive 11%, public consultation process 12%, general observations bus routes most frequently referenced existing bus routes 13, 123 and 68 routes, most frequently referenced Bus Connects Dublin proposed bus routes, G Spine, 63 route and O Spine, key themes over 2/5 of respondents referenced that there would be a loss reduction in an existing service, almost 2/5 of respondents referenced access to schools and colleges. Similarly, almost 2/5 of respondents referenced the impact on the elderly and people with disabilities. Access to hospitals. St. James's Hospital was the most frequently referenced hospital. A list of all hospitals referenced is included in Appendix C. Access to schools and colleges. Colas Chilean was the most frequently referenced educational institution. A list of all schools and colleges referenced is included in Appendix D. Service provision. Kilmainham was referenced as not being catered for by Bus Connects Dublin. Inchicore generally was referenced as a new development not catered for by Bus Connects Dublin. Specific observations. The consultation process identified the following specific local area issues with the draft Bus Connects Dublin network. Loss of connectivity to O'Connell Street. At present, the 13 and 40 provide connection to O'Connell Street. The proposed G-Spine would terminate at College Green. The 63 would continue to provide connectivity to the north side of the city, although its frequency would be hourly. The proposed 22 running along Shore Road would also connect to the north side. Concern at loss of service on Bulfin Road Goldenbridge Avenue. The Bulfin Road Goldenbridge Avenue area is currently served by the 68. Under the proposed plan, there would be no service to that road, although the G-Spine would run along Emmett Road and the 22 along Shore Road. Loss of direct connection to Rathcoole raised. At present, the 69 provides a connection to Rathcoole. The proposed 63 would terminate at Fortunastown. Loss of frequency on Tyrconnell Road. The frequency of service on the Tyrconnell Road would reduce with the removal of the 13 service. The road would be served by an hourly service only, although the Black Horse Lewis stop is at one end and the G-Spine would be at the other. Loss of service on Inchicore Road. The removal of the 69 would result in a loss of service to Inchicore Road. This area would have the C-Spine to the north and the G-Spine to the south and west. Amended network. The issues raised in the consultation feedback as they relate to Inchicore were an important input in the consideration of amendments to the proposed network. All issues were carefully assessed by the Bus Connects team as part of the network design revision process. In this context, various amendments have been proposed to the previous draft network, which was published for consultation in July 2018. The changes address many of the issues raised and aim to provide a better overall bus network for Dublin. Because of the nature and detail of those amendments, they are not amenable to presentation in text format. Accordingly, the details of those revised proposals for the Inchicore area are set out in the updated network redesign report, which is available on the Bus Connects website, www.busconnects.ie. Lucan Catchment Consultation Area Overview. This area covers the communities of Lucan and Adamstown. In total, 257 submissions were verified as being from this locality, in addition to a number of residents' petitions. On August 17, 2018 and September 4, 2018, public information sessions were held at Liffey Valley Shopping Center and at the Spa Hotel Lucan, which attracted numerous interested parties from these areas. Overall, the respondents were concerned with the network design, with concerns raised regarding the perceived reduction in services, the need to change buses and longer journey times. A number of respondents felt that these changes would require them to drive for journeys currently served by public transport. A lack of integration across the wider public transport services was raised, and access to schools, colleges and Dublin City Centre was highlighted as a critical aspect of the bus network. Breakdown of issues: issue percentage loss or reduction of existing service 37%, interchange required 21%, longer journey times 20%, access to schools and college 11%, access to hospitals 4%, access to Dublin City Centre 12%, access to local shops and services 3%, requirement for new infrastructure 21%, integration between modes 3%, impact on the elderly or people with disabilities 12%, bus connects Dublin does not serve our area 2%, bus connects Dublin does not cater for new developments 5%, additional inconvenience, for example longer walking distance 23%, will now need to drive 11%, public consultation process 11%, general observations bus routes most frequently referenced existing bus routes 25A, 25D and 25 routes, most frequently referenced bus connects Dublin proposed bus routes, C2 and C1 routes and C-spine. Key themes: almost two-fifths of respondents referenced that there would be a loss reduction in an existing service. Almost a quarter of respondents referenced additional inconvenience. Over a fifth of respondents referenced a requirement for new infrastructure and a similar proportion referenced that an interchange would be required. Access to hospitals: St. James's Hospital and Stuart's Hospital Palmerstown were the most frequently referenced hospitals. A list of all hospitals referenced is included in Appendix C. Access to schools and colleges: University College Dublin was the most frequently referenced educational institution. A list of all schools and colleges referenced is included in Appendix D. Service provision: Lucan generally was referenced as not being catered for by Bus Connects Dublin. Adamstown was the most frequently referenced area as a new development not catered for by Bus Connects Dublin. Specific observations: the consultation process identified the following specific local area issues with the draft Bus Connects Dublin network. Loss of 25D, lack of services on Newcastle Road. The current 25D is a popular service, with four buses at the peak, providing a direct route to the N4 for those on the Newcastle Road. This also means that the loading on other buses, current 25A and 25B, is lessened. It was noted that the estates at the northern half of the Newcastle Road would only be served by the proposed 251 to Liffey Valley. Lack of service to Weston Doddsborough area. The Weston housing estate is currently served by the 67 from Selbridge. The proposed C4 would not serve this end of the R403. Doddsborough Road would no longer be served by the 25, with the proposed 252 providing a connection along Doddsborough Road to Lucan Village to connect with the C-spine in the village. Loss of express services from the Lucan Bypass. At present, the express services from Maynooth, Selbridge and Leakslip use the Lucan Bypass. Certain housing estates in Lucan can access the bypass and these buses. Combined with the loss of the 25D and 25, this would represent a reduction in service for these areas. Loss of connectivity to Leakslip Confee Community College via 66A. School children in Lucan would no longer be able to take the 66A to reach Confee Community College at Captain's Hill, Leakslip. Loss of connectivity from Adamstown Road to Lucan Village. The 239 currently provides a direct, but very infrequent service along part of Adamstown Road to Lucan Village. Loss of number of services to Houston resulting in capacity issues on C-spine. A number of current services, in particular the 145, provide connectivity between the city center at the Keys to Houston. The proposed C-spine would be the only spine route serving Houston, and concerns were raised regarding the impact of such trips on the longer distance passengers traveling to Lucan, Leakslip, Selbridge and Maynooth. Insufficient frequency on the proposed C1 and C2 routes. The proposed frequency of 10 minutes at peak for the C1 and C2 is the same as the existing frequency on the 25A and 25B services, which is currently not meeting demand. The 25A and 25B services are soon to be increased to every 8 minutes at peak. Concern over capacity serving Lucan Village. Concerns were raised that the C3 and C4 would be full by the time they get to Lucan Village and all of the residential areas. Amended network. The issues raised in the consultation feedback as they relate to Lucan were an important input in the consideration of amendments to the proposed network. All issues were carefully assessed by the Bus Connects team as part of the network design revision process. In this context, various amendments have been proposed to the previous draft network, which was published for consultation in July 2018. The changes address many of the issues raised and aim to provide a better overall bus network for Dublin. Because of the nature and detail of those amendments, they are not amenable to presentation in text format. Accordingly, the details of those revised proposals for the Lucan area are set out in the updated network redesign report, which is available on the Bus Connects website, www.busconnects.ie. Malahide Catchment Consultation Area Overview. This area covers the communities of Malahide, Portmarnock, Kinsale and Feltrim. In total, 1,105 submissions were verified as being from this locality, in addition to a number of residents' petitions. On September 17, 2018, a public information session was held at the Grand Hotel Malahide, which attracted numerous interested parties from these areas. Overall, the respondents were concerned with network design, with concerns raised regarding the proposed reduction in services and the requirement to change buses for journeys that are currently direct. A number of respondents felt that the proposed network would not serve their area, which would require them to drive for journeys they currently make by bus. Connectivity was also a significant issue, with access to schools and colleges and to Dublin city centre of particular concern. A lack of integration between transport modes was also mentioned in a number of submissions. Breakdown of issues. Issue percentage loss or reduction of existing service 60%, interchange required 27%, longer journey times 19%, access to schools and college 25%, access to hospitals 3%, access to Dublin city centre 17%, access to local shops and services 9%, requirement for new infrastructure 23%, integration between modes 2%, impact on the elderly or people with disabilities 25%, Bus Connects Dublin does not serve our area 3%, Bus Connects Dublin does not cater for new development 7%, additional inconvenience, for example longer walking distance 24%, will now need to drive 21%, public consultation process 2%, general observations, bus routes most frequently referenced, existing bus routes 42, 142 and 102 routes, most frequently referenced, Bus Connects Dublin proposed bus routes, D1, 60 and 280 routes, key themes. The most frequent theme was that there would be a loss reduction in an existing service, referenced by almost two-thirds of respondents. Over a quarter of respondents referenced that an interchange would be required. Access to schools and colleges and the impact on the elderly and people with disabilities were each referenced by a quarter of respondents. Access to hospitals. Beaumont Hospital was the most frequently referenced hospital. A list of all hospitals referenced is included in Appendix C. Access to schools and colleges. The new Educate Together Secondary School was the most frequently referenced educational institution. A list of all schools and colleges referenced is included in Appendix D. Service provision. Seabury was the most frequently referenced area as not being catered for by Bus Connects Dublin. Fingal and Kinsale were the most frequently referenced areas as new developments not catered for by Bus Connects Dublin. Specific observations. The consultation process identified the following specific local area issues with the draft Bus Connects Dublin network: loss of direct service to Seabury Estate, Malahide, and Blackwood, Portmarnock. The existing 42 service runs through Seabury Estate to the city centre. The proposed D1 would not enter Seabury, but rather stay on the Dublin Road. Adequacy of service to Feltrim. There was concern expressed that the proposed 280 service would be full by the time it reaches Feltrim, as it would cater for people from Donabut as well as Swords. Loss of service level to UCD from Portmarnock. At present, the 142 provides 5 peak services to UCD from Portmarnock as well as some services during the day. The proposed 381 service from Malahide to UCD via Portmarnock would provide 2 peak services only. Concern regarding proposed 60 for Portmarnock residents. There was concern expressed regarding the reliability and circuitous routing of the proposed 60 route, which would originate in Swords rather than Malahide as the current 32 service does. Lack of connectivity between Portmarnock and Sutton. It was raised that there is a lack of connectivity between Portmarnock and Sutton in the proposed network, which may impact on school children going to schools in Sutton. This is currently provided by both the 102 and 32 services. Potential to revise the 281 and 60 services, due to a perceived duplication in service between the proposed 60 and 281. A number of respondents submitted suggestions regarding possible changes to their routes. No service proposed for Kinsale Lane. Concern was expressed that there was no provision under the proposed plan for services to the newly developing estates off Kinsale Lane. This road does not currently have services on it. Amended network. The issues raised in the consultation feedback as they relate to Malahide were an important input in the consideration of amendments to the proposed network. All issues were carefully assessed by the Bus Connects team as part of the network design revision process. In this context, various amendments have been proposed to the previous draft network, which was published for consultation in July 2018. The changes address many of the issues raised, and aim to provide a better overall bus network for Dublin. Because of the nature and detail of those amendments, they are not amenable to presentation in text format. Accordingly, the details of those revised proposals for the Malahide area are set out in the updated network redesign report, which is available on the Bus Connects website, www.busconnects.ie. Maynooth Catchment Consultation Area Overview. This area covers the community of Maynooth. In total, 46 submissions were verified as being from this locality. On September 14, 2018, a public information session was held at Manor Mill Shopping Centre, which attracted numerous interested parties from these areas. Overall, the respondents were concerned with network design, with concerns raised regarding the proposed reduction in services, the requirement to change buses for journeys that are currently direct and longer journey times. It was stated that this would impose a requirement on residents to drive for journeys they currently make by bus. Connectivity was also a significant issue, with access to Dublin city centre and to schools and colleges of particular concern. Breakdown of issues. Issue percentage loss or reduction of existing service 57%, interchange required 24%, longer journey times 33%, access to schools and college 22%, access to hospitals 2%, access to Dublin city centre 20%, access to local shops and services 7%, requirement for new infrastructure 15%, integration between modes 9%, impact on the elderly or people with disabilities 2%, Bus Connects Dublin does not serve our area 4%, Bus Connects Dublin does not cater for new development 7%, additional inconvenience, for example longer walking distance 24%, will now need to drive 13%, public consultation process 7%, general observations, bus routes most frequently referenced existing bus routes 66, 66X and 67 routes, most frequently referenced Bus Connects Dublin proposed bus routes, C3 and C4 routes and C-spine. Key themes. The most frequent theme was that there would be a loss reduction in an existing service, referenced by over half of respondents. A third of respondents referenced longer journeys. Almost a quarter of respondents referenced that an interchange would be required, and a similar proportion referenced additional inconvenience. Access to hospitals. Connolly Hospital was the only specifically referenced hospital. A list of all hospitals referenced is included in Appendix C. Access to schools and colleges. Respondents referenced a number of schools and colleges, of which Maynooth schools generally were the most frequently referenced. A list of all schools and colleges referenced is included in Appendix D. Service provision. Maynooth generally and Meadowbank were referenced as not being catered for by Bus Connects Dublin. The Selbridge Road was the most frequently referenced area as a new development not catered for by Bus Connects Dublin. Specific observations. The consultation process identified the following specific local area issues with the draft Bus Connects Dublin network. Reduction in the level of service. At present, commuters in Maynooth have the choice of both the 66 and 67 for a direct route to the city centre. It was also suggested that the timing of the peak services, between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m, may be too late to serve passengers travelling to Dublin city centre. Concern regarding the reliability of the service due to routing via leakslip. There was concern expressed regarding the reliability of services from Maynooth due to the traffic issues in Leakslip Village. Concern that peak services go via Lucan Village. There was concern expressed that the peak service, the 323, is currently indicated to go via Lucan Village, rather than along the Lucan Bypass. Loss of service on Selbridge Road. A small portion of the Selbridge Road, which is currently served the 67 and has some housing development, would no longer be directly served by a direct route to the city centre. Amended network. The issues raised in the consultation feedback as they relate to Maynooth were an important input in the consideration of amendments to the proposed network. All issues were carefully assessed by the Bus Connects team as part of the network design revision process. In this context, various amendments have been proposed to the previous draft network, which was published for consultation in July 2018. The changes address many of the issues raised and aim to provide a better overall bus network for Dublin. Because of the nature and detail of those amendments, they are not amenable to presentation in text format. Accordingly, the details of those revised proposals for the Maynooth area are set out in the updated network redesign report, which is available on the Bus Connects website, www.busconnects.ie. Rathfarnham Catchment Consultation Area Overview. This area covers the communities of Rathfarnham, Whitchurch, Ballybodeen, Templeogue, Terenure and Knocklyon. In total, 621 submissions were verified as being from this locality, in addition to a number of residents' petitions. On September 7, 2018, a public information session was held at Rathfarnham Shopping Centre, which attracted numerous interested parties from these areas. Overall, the respondents were concerned with network design, with concerns raised regarding the proposed reduction in services and the requirement to change buses for journeys that are currently direct. Access to schools and colleges was seen as critical, with access to Dublin city centre and to local shops and services also quite important. A number of respondents felt that the revised network would not serve the area as well as the existing network, which would impose a requirement to drive. Breakdown of issues. Issue percentage loss or reduction of existing service 36%, interchange required 33%, longer journey times 12%, access to schools and college 27%, access to hospitals 10%, access to Dublin city centre 16%, access to local shops and services 17%, requirement for new infrastructure 21%, integration between modes 3%, impact on the elderly or people with disabilities 25%, Bus Connects Dublin does not serve our area 2%, Bus Connects Dublin does not cater for new developments 2%, additional inconvenience, for example longer walking distance 22%, will now need to drive 14%, public consultation process 13%, general observations bus routes most frequently referenced existing bus routes 15A, 15 and 15B routes, most frequently referenced Bus Connects Dublin proposed bus routes, A spine, 16 and A1 routes, key themes. Over a third of respondents referenced that there would be a loss reduction in an existing service, a third of respondents referenced that an interchange would be required. Over a quarter of respondents referenced access to schools and colleges. Access to hospitals. Talla Hospital was the most frequently referenced hospital. A list of all hospitals referenced is included in Appendix C. Access to schools and colleges. St. Joseph's Boys National School, Terenure, University College Dublin and Presentation School were the most frequently referenced educational institutions. A list of all schools and colleges referenced is included in Appendix D. Service provision. Kennington Road and Waynesfort Road were referenced as not being catered for by Bus Connects Dublin. Specific observations. The consultation process identified the following specific local area issues with the draft Bus Connects Dublin network. Whitchurch losing a direct service. Whitchurch is losing a direct but infrequent service, the 61, to the city centre. This would be replaced by two local feeder services. The 234 would provide a connection to Terenure, linking with the high-frequency A spine, while the 235 would provide a connection to the Lewis. Adequacy of services at Stocking Lane, Knocklyon. It was mentioned that the current services are not catering for the demand in the morning. For example, there are students coming from west of the M50 to schools in Terenure and Rathfarnham. The proposed network has a similar level of service to the existing. Loss of service from Paristown and North Templeogue to Talla. Paristown would lose the 54A, which provides a service to Talla and Talla Hospital. It would now be required to use the F1 or F2 to connect with the A2. Loss of service from Paristown and North Templeogue to Rathmines. The proposed F1 and F2 would run through Harold's Cross rather than Rathmines, while the D4 would run through Crumlin. A currently direct route would be replaced by a journey requiring interchange for a number of respondents. Adequacy of services at Knocklyon, Templeogue, Terenure. Concerns were raised that, as many of the services originate in Talla, they would be full by the time they got to Knocklyon, Templeogue, Terenure. Amended network. The issues raised in the consultation feedback as they relate to Rathfarnham were an important input in the consideration of amendments to the proposed network. All issues were carefully assessed by the Bus Connects team as part of the network design revision process. In this context, various amendments have been proposed to the previous draft network, which was published for consultation in July 2018. The changes address many of the issues raised and aim to provide a better overall bus network for Dublin. Because of the nature and detail of those amendments, they are not amenable to presentation in text format. Accordingly, the details of those revised proposals for the Rathfarnham area are set out in the updated network redesign report, which is available on the Bus Connects website, www.busconnects.ie. Rathmines catchment consultation area overview. This area covers the communities of Rathmines, Ranelagh, Harold's Cross and Milltown. In total, 204 submissions were verified as being from this locality, in addition to a number of residents' petitions. On September 18, 2018, a public information session was held at the Swan Centre, Rathmines, which attracted numerous interested parties from these areas. Overall, the respondents were concerned with network design, with concerns raised regarding the perceived reduction in services and the requirement to change buses for journeys that are currently direct. Connectivity was also a significant issue, with access to schools and colleges of particular concern. A number of respondents felt that the proposed network would not serve their area as well as the existing network does. A significant volume of submissions mentioned new road infrastructure, which is subject of a separate public consultation on the core bus corridors. Breakdown of issues. Issue percentage loss or reduction of existing service 34%, interchange required 17%, longer journey time 6%, access to schools and college 28%, access to hospitals 13%, access to Dublin city centre 5%, access to local shops and services 15%, requirement for new infrastructure 53%, integration between modes 9%, impact on the elderly or people with disabilities 21%, Bus Connects Dublin does not serve our area 0%, Bus Connects Dublin does not cater for new developments 3%, additional inconvenience, for example longer walking distance 17%, will now need to drive 5%, public consultation process 14%, general observations, bus routes most frequently referenced existing bus routes 15A, 83 and 16 routes, most frequently referenced Bus Connects Dublin proposed bus routes, F and A spines and 14 route, key themes. The most frequent theme was a requirement for new infrastructure referenced by over half of respondents. Over a third of respondents referenced that there would be a loss reduction in an existing service. Over a quarter of respondents referenced access to schools and colleges. Access to hospitals. Tallaght Hospital was the most frequently referenced hospital. A list of all hospitals referenced is included in Appendix C. Access to schools and colleges. St. Louis High School was the most frequently referenced educational institution. A list of all schools and colleges referenced is included in Appendix D. Service provision. Mount Argus was the most frequently referenced area as a new development not catered for by Bus Connects Dublin. Specific observations. The consultation process identified the following specific local area issues with the draft Bus Connects Dublin network. Loss of connectivity to Sundrive Road. Currently, the 83 and 83A provide a connection to Sundrive Road. The proposed S2 would run along Sundrive Road, not along Rathmines Road, but would continue on to Ranelagh and Sandymount. Loss of connectivity to Tallaght Hospital from Harold's Cross. The current 54A provides connection to Tallaght Hospital from Harold's Cross. Loss of connectivity to the airport from Harold's Cross. The current 16 service provides a direct connection to the airport from Harold's Cross. Loss of direct connection from Kimmage Road West, Terenure Road West to City. Kimmage Road West and Terenure Road West would have no service running directly to the city. The proposed S4 would provide a service along it, but would require interchange to reach the city center. Loss of direct service from Bushy Park Road. Currently, the 15B provides a direct connection from Bushy Park Road to the city. Under the proposed network, a local feeder route, the 234, would serve this route, connecting with Rathfarnham and Ballybodden. Loss of access to schools in Rathmines. Currently, school children coming from Rialto can use the 122 and 68 to Portobello, although this will be replaced by the O or S2. While those traveling from Crumlin can use the 83 and from Paristown the 15A, these connections would not be maintained in the revised network. Loss of 140 and 142 routes at Rathmines Road, Upper Palmerston Road. The current 140 service is every 20-25 minutes, while the 142 route is every hour. The 140 currently serves Palmerston Road. The proposed 14 would serve Rathmines Road Upper at a half-hour lie frequency and there would be no service on Palmerston Road. Amended network. The issues raised in the consultation feedback as they relate to Rathmines were an important input in the consideration of amendments to the proposed network. All issues were carefully assessed by the Bus Connects team as part of the network design revision process. In this context, various amendments have been proposed to the previous draft network, which was published for consultation in July 2018. The changes address many of the issues raised and aim to provide a better overall bus network for Dublin. Because of the nature and detail of those amendments, they are not amenable to presentation in text format. Accordingly, the details of those revised proposals for the Rathmines area are set out in the updated network redesign report, which is available on the Bus Connects website, www.busconnects.ie. Saggart Catchment Consultation Area Overview. This area covers the communities of Saggart, Rathcoole, Citywest, Blissington and Newcastle. In total, 162 submissions were verified as being from this locality. On 25 September 2018, a public information session was held at the Citywest Hotel, which attracted numerous interested parties from these areas. Overall, the respondents were concerned with network design, specifically the requirement to change buses and the perceived reduction in services. Access to Dublin city centre and to schools and colleges were key issues of connectivity. Some respondents stated that the revised network would impose additional inconvenience on them. Breakdown of issues. Issue percentage loss or reduction of existing service 35%, interchange required 31%, longer journey times 20%, access to schools and college 21%, access to hospitals 2%, access to Dublin city centre 46%, access to local shops and services 7%, requirement for new infrastructure 20%, integration between modes 4%, impact on the elderly or people with disabilities 12%, Bus Connects Dublin does not serve our area 2%, Bus Connects Dublin does not cater for new developments 20%, additional inconvenience, for example longer walking distance 7%, will now need to drive 9%, public consultation process 2%, general observations, bus routes most frequently referenced, existing bus routes 69, 68X and 69X routes most frequently referenced, Bus Connects Dublin proposed bus routes 242, W8 and 256 routes. Key themes. The most frequent theme was access to Dublin city centre, referenced by almost half of respondents. Over a third of respondents referenced that there would be a loss reduction in an existing service. Just under a third of respondents referenced that an interchange would be required. Access to hospitals. Talla Hospital, St. James's Hospital and Stewart's Hospital Palmerston were all referenced. A list of all hospitals referenced is included in Appendix C. Access to schools and colleges. Clondalkin schools were the most frequently referenced educational institutions. A list of all schools and colleges referenced is included in Appendix D. Service provision. South Lucan and Citywest were referenced as not being catered for by Bus Connects Dublin. Rathcoole was the most frequently referenced area as a new development not catered for by Bus Connects Dublin. Specific observations. The consultation process identified the following specific local area issues with the draft Bus Connects Dublin network. Loss of direct service from Blissington to city. The 65 provides an irregular and infrequent but direct service to the city. Loss of direct service from Rathcoole and Saggart to Clondalkin and the city. The 69 currently provides a direct connection between Clondalkin and the city centre. Loss of two direct routes from Citywest to the city. The Citywest area and Citywest Road would no longer have two direct routes to the city centre. 65B and 77A. Loss of connectivity to Newcastle and Greenock Business Park. At present, the 68 provides a direct connection between Clondalkin and Greenock Business Park. Loss of the 69X service. At present, Rathcoole is served by one 69X service in the morning. There is no peak hour replacement service proposed. Amended network. The issues raised in the consultation feedback as they relate to Saggart were an important input in the consideration of amendments to the proposed network. All issues were carefully assessed by the Bus Connects team as part of the network design revision process. In this context, various amendments have been proposed to the previous draft network, which was published for consultation in July 2018. The changes address many of the issues raised and aim to provide a better overall bus network for Dublin. Because of the nature and detail of those amendments, they are not amenable to presentation in text format. Accordingly, the details of those revised proposals for the Saggart area are set out in the updated network redesign report. which is available on the Bus Connects website, www.busconnects.ie. Skerries Catchment Consultation Area Overview. This area covers the communities of Skerries, Lusk and Rush. In total, 939 submissions were verified as being from this locality, in addition to a number of residents' petitions. On September 3, 2018, a public information session was held at the Skerries Community Center, which attracted numerous interested parties from these areas. Overall, the respondents were concerned with the network design, with concerns raised regarding the perceived reduction in services and the requirement to change buses for journeys that are currently direct. A number of respondents stated that a lack of integration between bus and other public transport modes, and the need to change buses, would increase journey times. Connectivity to Dublin city centre and access to schools and colleges were also highlighted. The socio-economic issues included the revised network not serving the area as well as the existing network, which would require residents to drive for journeys currently served by public transport. Breakdown of issues. Issue percentage loss or reduction of existing service 51%, interchange required 48%, longer journey times 35%, access to schools and college 10%, access to hospitals 3%, access to Dublin city centre 22%, access to local shops and services 6%, requirement for new infrastructure 28%, integration between modes 2%, impact on the elderly or people with disabilities 20%, Bus Connects Dublin does not serve our area 2%, Bus Connects Dublin does not cater for new development 7%, additional inconvenience, for example longer walking distance 22%, will now need to drive 10%, public consultation process 3%, general observations, bus routes most frequently referenced existing bus routes 33, 33X and 33A routes, most frequently referenced Bus Connects Dublin proposed bus routes 285 route and A spine, key themes. The most frequent theme was that there would be a loss reduction in an existing service, referenced by over half of all respondents. Almost a half of respondents referenced that an interchange would be required. Over a third of respondents referenced longer journey times. Access to hospitals. Beaumont Hospital was the most frequently referenced hospital. A list of all hospitals referenced is included in Appendix C. Access to schools and colleges. Dublin City University was the most frequently referenced educational institution. A list of all schools and colleges referenced is included in Appendix D. Service provision. North Dublin was the most frequently referenced area as not being catered for by Bus Connects Dublin. Lusk was the most frequently referenced area as a new development not catered for by Bus Connects Dublin. Specific observations. The consultation process identified the following specific local area issues with the draft Bus Connects Dublin network. Loss of 33X direct peak service using Port Tunnel. The proposed network did not include a peak hour service for Skerries, Lusk and Rush, which would require passengers to use the 285 to interchange with the train or else the A4 at Swords. Amended network. The issues raised in the consultation feedback as they relate to Skerries were an important input in the consideration of amendments to the proposed network. All issues were carefully assessed by the Bus Connects team as part of the network design revision process. In this context, various amendments have been proposed to the previous draft network, which was published for consultation in July 2018. The changes address many of the issues raised, and aim to provide a better overall bus network for Dublin. Because of the nature and detail of those amendments, they are not amenable to presentation in text format. Accordingly, the details of those revised proposals for the Skerries area are set out in the updated network redesign report, which is available on the Bus Connects website, www.busconnects.ie. Stillorgan Catchment Consultation Area Overview. This area covers the communities of Stillorgan, Cabinteely and Carrickmeans. In total, 126 submissions were verified as being from this locality. On August 31, 2018, a public information session was held at the Talbot Hotel, Stillorgan, which attracted numerous interested parties from these areas. Overall, the respondents were concerned with connectivity, in particular with links to schools and colleges. Network design was also an issue, with concerns raised regarding the perceived reduction in services and a perception that the revised network would not serve the area as well as the existing network. Some respondents felt that these changes would require them to drive for journeys currently served by public transport. Breakdown of issues: issue percentage loss or reduction of existing service 47%, interchange required 16%, longer journey times 9%, access to schools and college 40%, access to hospitals 20%, access to Dublin city centre 12%, access to local shops and services 13%, requirement for new infrastructure 9%, integration between modes 4%, impact on the elderly or people with disabilities 24%, bus connects Dublin does not serve our area 8%, bus connects Dublin does not cater for new developments 8%, additional inconvenience, for example longer walking distance 19%, will now need to drive 4%, public consultation process 6%, general observations, bus routes most frequently referenced, existing bus routes 75, 47 and 145 routes most frequently referenced, bus connects Dublin proposed bus routes, E-Spine, 213 and E1 routes. Key themes: almost half of respondents referenced that there would be a loss reduction in an existing service. Two-fifths of respondents referenced access to schools and colleges. Almost a quarter of respondents referenced the impact on the elderly and people with disabilities. Access to hospitals: St. Vincent's Hospital was the most frequently referenced hospital. A list of all hospitals referenced is included in Appendix C. Access to schools and colleges: University College Dublin was the most frequently referenced educational institution. A list of all schools and colleges referenced is included in Appendix D. Service provision: Leopardstown was the most frequently referenced area as not being catered for by Bus Connects Dublin. Cherrywood was the most frequently referenced area as a new development not catered for by Bus Connects Dublin. Specific observations: the consultation process identified the following specific local area issues with the draft Bus Connects Dublin network. Loss of the direct link to St. Vincent's Hospital, 47. The 47 currently provides a direct link to St. Vincent's Hospital from Ringsend and from Stepaside, Sandiford and Stillorgan, which would be lost under the proposed network. Loss of the 75 providing connectivity to Talla and Dunleo Air. A direct connection to Talla would no longer be possible from Stillorgan. This would be replaced by the 225 between Dunleo Air and Dundrum, and the S6/S7 between Dundrum and Talla. Nutley Lane: there was opposition to the routing of significant numbers of buses on this road, although most of the issues raised related to the core bus corridor proposal, not the proposed network. Loss of service to Kilmacud Road Upper: a number of submissions identified that Kilmacud Road Upper, currently served by the 75 route, would no longer be served under the proposed network. Amended network: the issues raised in the consultation feedback as they relate to were an important input in the consideration of amendments to the proposed network. All issues were carefully assessed by the Bus Connects team as part of the network design revision process. In this context, various amendments have been proposed to the previous draft network, which was published for consultation in July 2018. The changes address many of the issues raised, and aim to provide a better overall bus network for Dublin. Because of the nature and detail of those amendments, they are not amenable to presentation in text format. Accordingly, the details of those revised proposals for the Stillorgan area are set out in the updated network redesign report, which is available on the Bus Connects website, www.busconnects.ie. Sutton Catchment Consultation Area Overview: this area covers the communities of Sutton, Howth, Baldoyle, Bayside and Kilbarrack. In total, 252 submissions were verified as being from this locality, in addition to a number of residents' petitions. On September 12, 2018, a public information session was held at the Marine Hotel in Sutton, which attracted numerous interested parties from these areas. Overall, the respondents were concerned with network design, specifically the requirement to change buses and the perceived reduction in services. Access to Dublin city centre and to schools and colleges were key issues of connectivity. A number of respondents stated that the revised network would not serve the area as well as the existing network. Breakdown of issues: issue percentage loss or reduction of existing service 21%, interchange required 41%, longer journey times 16%, access to schools and college 21%, access to hospitals 5%, access to Dublin city centre 34%, access to local shops and services 5%, requirement for new infrastructure 20%, integration between modes 4%, impact on the elderly or people with disabilities 35%, Bus Connects Dublin does not serve our area 2%, Bus Connects Dublin does not cater for new developments 4%, additional inconvenience, for example longer walking distance 13% will now need to drive, 14% public consultation process, 9% general observations, bus routes most frequently referenced existing bus routes, 31A, 31 and 31B routes most frequently referenced bus connects Dublin proposed bus routes, and 6, 291 and 290 routes. Key themes: the most frequent theme was the requirement for interchange, referenced by over two-fifths of respondents. Over a third of respondents referenced the impact on the elderly and people with disabilities. Over a third of respondents referenced access to Dublin city centre. Access to hospitals: Beaumont Hospital was the most frequently referenced hospital. A list of all hospitals referenced is included in Appendix C. Access to schools and colleges: Mount Temple Comprehensive School was the most frequently referenced educational institution. A list of all schools and colleges referenced is included in Appendix D. Service provision: Kilbarrack was the most frequently referenced area as not being catered for by Bus Connects Dublin. Howth was the most frequently referenced area as a new development not catered for by Bus Connects Dublin. Specific observations: the consultation process identified the following specific local area issues with the draft Bus Connects Dublin network: loss of direct service from Howth, the existing direct services to the city centre, the 31, 31A and 31B, would be replaced by local services that connect with the train line as well as the N6 orbital route. However, the DART is not considered an adequate replacement for a direct bus service to the city centre. Loss of service in Rahini: the removal of the 31 buses would affect Rahini in that it would leave it with only one service into town, the 60, replacing the 29A. There were concerns that these buses would be full by the time they reach Rahini. Amended network: the issues raised in the consultation feedback as they relate to Sutton were an important input in the consideration of amendments to the proposed network. All issues were carefully assessed by the Bus Connects team as part of the network design revision process. In this context, various amendments have been proposed to the previous draft network, which was published for consultation in July 2018. The changes address many of the issues raised and aim to provide a better overall bus network for Dublin. Because of the nature and detail of those amendments, they are not amenable to presentation in text format. Accordingly, the details of those revised proposals for the Sutton area are set out in the updated network redesign report, which is available on the Bus Connects website, www.busconnects.ie. Swords catchment consultation area overview: this area covers the communities of Swords, Rolleston, Donabate, and Portrane. In total, 590 submissions were verified as being from this locality, in addition to a number of residents' petitions. On August 16, 2018, a public information session was held at the Pavilions Shopping Center, which attracted numerous interested parties from these areas. Overall, the respondents were concerned with the network design, their connectivity to services, and the increased inconvenience of the draft Bus Connects proposals. A large amount of respondents suggested that the draft network would result in fewer buses serving their area, with bus changes and longer journey times also of concern. Breakdown of issues: issue percentage loss or reduction of existing service 52%, interchange required 29%, longer journey times 28%, access to schools and college 30%, access to hospitals 21%, access to Dublin city centre 26%, access to local shops and services 4%, requirement for new infrastructure 24%, integration between modes 3%, impact on the elderly or people with disabilities 14%, Bus Connects Dublin does not serve our area 14%, Bus Connects Dublin does not cater for new developments 27%, additional inconvenience, for example longer walking distance 17%, will now need to drive 11%, public consultation process 3%, general observations, bus routes most frequently referenced existing bus routes 33D, 33B and 41C routes most frequently referenced Bus Connects Dublin proposed bus routes 2, 280 and A4 routes. Key themes: over half of respondents referenced that there would be a loss reduction in an existing service. Almost a third of respondents referenced that an interchange would be required. Over a quarter of respondents referenced access to schools and colleges. Access to hospitals: Beaumont Hospital was the most frequently referenced hospital. A list of all hospitals referenced is included in Appendix C. Access to schools and colleges: Maynooth University was the most frequently referenced educational institution. A list of all schools and colleges referenced is included in Appendix D. Service provision: Knoxeton was the most frequently referenced area as not being catered for by Bus Connects Dublin. Fingal, Donabit and Portrane were the most frequently referenced areas as new developments not catered for by Bus Connects Dublin. Specific observations: the consultation process identified the following specific local area issues with the draft Bus Connects Dublin network. Concern over the capacity of the services provision in Swords to meet demand. The current level of service provided by the 41, 41B and 41C was seen as better than that provided under the draft proposals. Concern at the suitability of Main Street and the Dublin Road for interchange. There was concern that the requirement for residents of North County Dublin towns and residential areas north of Swords to interchange at Swords Main Street cannot be properly catered for. The residents of River Valley and Borwim would be more likely to interchange on the Dublin Road, and therefore the adequacy of these stops also needs to be considered. Loss of service to Rawlestown. No service to Rawlestown, Rogenstown and Ballyboul. Rawlestown is currently served by the 41B, which has 4/5 services a day on weekdays. There was no replacement for this service proposed. It was also mentioned that there is no proposed service to Rogenstown and Ballyboul. Loss of 41C and replacement by 282 feeder service. Residents were not happy that the current 41C would be replaced by the proposed 282 feeder service. No connectivity provided between Swords and Blanchardstown. The lack of a direct bus connection between Swords and Blanchardstown was raised. No proposed service to Knoxeton Estate. Knoxeton Estate is not on a current Dublin bus route, but it was raised that it should be included as part of the proposed network. Adequacy of provision for Holywell. The residents of Holywell were not happy to only get a feeder route, which would require interchange. Growing population of Donabit Portrane. There was concern that the draft proposals did not adequately cater for the growing population in Portrane Donabit. Amended network. The issues raised in the consultation feedback as they relate to Swords were an important input in the consideration of amendments to the proposed network. All issues were carefully assessed by the Bus Connects team as part of the network design revision process. In this context, various amendments have been proposed to the previous draft network, which was published for consultation in July 2018. The changes address many of the issues raised and aim to provide a better overall bus network for Dublin. Because of the nature and detail of those amendments, they are not amenable to presentation in text format. Accordingly, the details of those revised proposals for the Swords area are set out in the updated network redesign report, which is available on the Bus Connects website, www.busconnects.ie. Tallaght Catchment Consultation Area Overview. This area covers the communities of Tallaght and Firhouse. In total, 271 submissions were verified as being from this locality, in addition to a number of residents' petitions. On August 10, 2018, a public information session was held at Tallaght Shopping Center, which attracted numerous interested parties from these areas. Overall, the respondents were particularly concerned with the network design of draft Bus Connects proposals. A large amount of respondents suggested that the draft network does not serve the area, with access to fewer bus services. Breakdown of issues. Issue percentage: loss or reduction of existing service 34%, interchange required 43%, longer journey times 15%, access to schools and college 18%, access to hospitals 8%, access to Dublin city centre 23%, access to local shops and services 4%, requirement for new infrastructure 11%, integration between modes 2%, impact on the elderly or people with disabilities 26%, Bus Connects Dublin does not serve our area 0%, Bus Connects Dublin does not cater for new developments 3%, additional inconvenience, for example longer walking distance 14%, will now need to drive 11%, public consultation process 8%, general observations, bus routes most frequently referenced, existing bus routes 49, 15A and 77A routes, most frequently referenced, Bus Connects Dublin proposed bus routes, S7 and S6 routes and A spine. Key themes: the most frequent theme was that interchange would be required, referenced by over 2/5 of respondents. Over 1/3 of respondents referenced that there would be a loss reduction in an existing service. Over 1/4 of respondents referenced the impact on the elderly and people with disabilities. Access to hospitals: St. Vincent's Hospital was the most frequently referenced hospital. A list of all hospitals referenced is included in Appendix C. Access to schools and colleges: University College Dublin was the most frequently referenced educational institution. A list of all schools and colleges referenced is included in Appendix D. Service provision: Firhouse was the most frequently referenced area as a new development not catered for by Bus Connects Dublin. Specific observations. The consultation process identified the following specific local area issues with the draft Bus Connects Dublin network. Firhouse losses direct city connectivity. At present, the half hourly 49 goes to the city and the hourly 65B goes directly to the city. These would be replaced with orbital services. Lack of direct connectivity between City West and Firhouse. The 77A and the 65B currently provide connection between City West and Firhouse. This journey would not require interchange. This was raised in the context of difficulty for children in City West accessing Firhouse Community College. Concern with loss of direct connectivity and replacement with local feeder loop. Some estates such as Avonbeg, Avonmore and Tymon North are concerned with lack of direct connectivity to the city center, currently provided by the 77A. Loss of coverage to hospital. The 54A connects parts of Kimmage, Templeog and Paristown to Talla Hospital. This journey would not require interchange at Spall. Loss of service to Killinerdon. Killinerdon is currently served by the 65B, 77A and 54A, which are all direct services to the city center, via Rathmines, Crumlin and Harold's Cross. It is proposed to be served by the 240 local loop route to Talla Town Center. Amended network. The issues raised in the consultation feedback as they relate to Talla were an important input in the consideration of amendments to the proposed network. All issues were carefully assessed by the Bus Connects team as part of the network design revision process. In this context, various amendments have been proposed to the previous draft network, which was published for consultation in July 2018. The changes address many of the issues raised and aim to provide a better overall bus network for Dublin. Because of the nature and detail of those amendments, they are not amenable to presentation in text format. Accordingly, the details of those revised proposals for the Talla area are set out in the updated network redesign report, which is available on the Bus Connects website, www.busconnects.ie. Conclusion and next steps. In total, the Bus Connects team received and processed almost 28,000 submissions, 65 petitions, totaling over 20,000 signatures, as well as verbal input from public consultation events, one-to-one telephone conversations, and dialogue with political representatives. Collating and condensing this volume of feedback into the pertinent network redesign issues has been a challenging task, but ensuring that the views and issues of the traveling public were central to the development of the Bus Connects Dublin network redesign was critical to the process. The Bus Connects team has taken the issues raised both in relation to the network design as a whole, and in terms of area-specific concerns, and carefully considered them in the redesign process. A key challenge was to increase the level of direct service without undermining the integrity of the new network. It was also important to address the need for fast and reliable commuter services of sufficient capacity, particularly at peak periods, while also ensuring that the new network will continue to provide access to local services and connections between communities. A full breakdown of the revised Bus Connects Dublin network redesign and how it will now better serve the whole of Dublin and its environs is set out in the updated network redesign report. It is intended that the details of the updated network proposals are published for public review and commentary. This will allow members of the public a further opportunity to assess the bus service proposals and raise any issues of concern. This second round of public consultation will feed into the finalized bus network, which will then be brought forward for implementation.